I wanted to ask you about a case and get your take on it. A 58-year-old man presents with a PSA of 11, Gleason 6, 4 of 6 positive cores, radical prostatectomy showing Gleason 8, negative margins, positive seminal vesicles, PSA nadirs at 0. What would you recommend?
Yeah, I think that this gentleman is at substantial risk for both distant and local regional failure. So I would treat that man with external beam and androgen deprivation therapy. And then the real question is, how long would you continue the androgen deprivation therapy? In our group, we would probably continue that about 9 months and stop.
And again, total androgen blockade?
For the first 4 months, yes.
I'm curious, to me, there's a little bit of a split between radiation oncologists and urologists in terms of sort of aggressiveness and what I would call adjuvant androgen deprivation. Do you agree?
I agree. I think that most urologists would say, watch the patient, and when he develops PSA progression, treat. And part of the argument is that gentleman may have a 35% chance of being disease-free at 5 years. However, there are two additional points here. There's no plateau on that curve at 35% at 5 years. Those numbers continue to fall. Number two, this gentleman had a prostatectomy because he was interested in cure, and 35% is not that favorable. And three, if we are able to treat this gentleman and successfully cure him, we will do a better job with lower volume disease versus waiting until things progress. Now, we do have a biochemical marker in prostate cancer that helps direct us. But in other tumor sites, we don't wait for a recurrence to treat. I don't treat diseases other than urologic malignancies, but in breast cancer, they don't wait for a local regional failure to give radiation. With head and neck cancer, with positive lymph nodes in the neck specimen, they don't wait for a local failure to give radiation. So I personally am much more aggressive on those, but I agree with you 100%. I think most urologists would say, let's treat once we've documented failure.
It's interesting. My take on this has always been that the radiation oncologists have been more integrated into the oncology community, know more about how other tumors in similar situations are treated. And also, you have the radiation therapy trials for locally advanced disease showing the benefit from androgen deprivation. A follow-up question for that same case, assuming that no treatment was given, 10 months post-op, the patient's PSA is 0.7, 13 months, it's 1.8. What would you do?
Androgen deprivation and radiation with a, at least in my opinion, a lesser chance of a successful outcome.
And again, for the 9 months of androgen deprivation?
Yeah, 9 months.
What are your thoughts about the concept of intermittent androgen deprivation?
I think it's a marvelous way to approach biochemical failures, especially in men who are older with concomitant medical problems. And we've had great success with watching men along these lines. They all appear to respond to the subsequent second or third challenge of hormonal therapy. The only thing that you do note is that with each cycle, the time off of hormonal therapy tends to become less.